From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. The Wall Street Journal in the U.S. reports the investigator looking into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election has seated a grand jury. VOA's Phil Alexiou reports.
The newspaper, citing two unnamed sources familiar with the matter, said the grand jury had begun its work, an important step toward potential criminal charges, in recent weeks. The action means the federal investigation is progressing, which includes allegations officials with Donald Trump's campaign coordinated with Russia to affect the outcome of the election.
Grand juries are used to examine evidence, grill witnesses, and subpoena documents to determine if a crime has been committed. A fire broke out after midnight Friday in one of the world's tallest residential towers in Dubai, engulfing part of the skyscraper and sending chunks of debris plummeting below. Firefighters are working to bring the blaze under control, and no injuries have been reported so far at the Torch Tower, located in the popular Marina neighborhood. President Donald Trump blamed Congress Thursday for creating new tensions with Russia by approving sanctions against Moscow and the Kremlin. They agreed to penalties would thwart improved relations. Congress overwhelmingly voted for the sanctions.
The reason that Congress passed this bill, which is now law, is because they don't trust Donald Trump on Russia.
That's Olga Oliker with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The sanctions punished Moscow for its interference in the 2016 U.S. election. It aimed at helping President Trump win the White House. Congress overwhelmingly voted for sanctions and the ability to override a presidential veto. This is VOA.